KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy and 74 degrees right now in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with a high of around in the mid-80s and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. Well, the Omaha World Herald is reporting this morning that one person was shot early this morning between Trainer and Oakland in a rural Minden address. The incident involving the unidentified woman occurred at around 2:20 a.m. at 20759 330th Street. Other media outlets are reporting authorities have been on the lookout for a vehicle that left the scene of the incident. The woman was critically injured and taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, but no other details are currently available from Pottawatomie County law enforcement. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Confused about health insurance? You're not alone. Nowadays, health insurance is a necessity. But how much? What kind? How big of a deductible? Write this name down. United Group Insurance in Griswold, Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. That's all you need to know about health insurance. United Group Insurance. Simple, straight talk about your health insurance coverage. And because we are United Group Insurance, an independent agency, we shop around for the best plan and rates for your personal and group insurance coverages. United Group Insurance. If you can't get to us, we'll come to you. You can't beat that. Look, isn't it time you got some straight talk about your health insurance? United Group Insurance in Griswold, Atlantic, Red Oak, and Shenandoah. United Group Insurance. People you know. People you trust.
Another American Red Cross shelter has been set up for Nebraska and Iowa victims of Missouri River flooding. The Red Cross says the new one is in southeast Nebraska at Peru State College in Peru. Another 24-hour Nebraska shelter is at the Fort Calhoun High School at Fort Calhoun, north of Omaha. Two 24-hour shelters have been set up in Iowa, one at the Missouri Valley High School in Missouri Valley, and at the Sydney High School, which is, of course, in Sydney. Other shelters are on standby in Cass, Cedar, Dixon, Douglas, Sarpy, and Thurston counties in Nebraska, and Pottawatomie County here in Iowa. Rural bankers in 10 Midwestern and Plains states worry that Missouri River flooding will hurt the region's economy. Their concerns were included in the monthly Rural Main Street survey released Thursday. Larry Winham, president of the Glenwood State Bank in Iowa, said flooding will hurt the agriculture and business sectors and have a negative impact on riverside communities. Meanwhile, the Rural Main Street Index rose to 56.0 from May's 54.9. Anytime the index, which ranges from 0 to 100, is over 50, it suggests the economy will expand over the next 6 months. With bargaining stalled, Democrats running the Iowa Senate are making plans to pass their own version of a state budget early next week. Senator Bob Dvorsky, who heads the Senate Appropriations Committee, says plans are in place beginning on Monday to assemble a Democratic budget that can be approved and sent to the House, controlled by Republicans. No new bargaining sessions are planned, and Dvorsky maintained yesterday that Democrats want to put their position on paper. He says some ideas floated by Republicans will be included in that budget. Aides to Governor Terry Branstad say they'll be in touch with lawmakers in the next couple of days to figure out how to proceed with budget talks. Governor Branstad wrapped up his 43-city Working Together for a Better Future tour with a stop in Mason City Thursday afternoon. He was also in Atlantic Wednesday evening. His final stop on Thursday came a day after negotiations over the state budget stalled again at the State House, with Senate Democrats vowing to return next week to approve their own version of the budget, as I mentioned. Branstad, who is a Republican, says he's still optimistic the dispute can get resolved before July the 1st, when the next state budgeting year begins.
We've always been able to do it in the state of Iowa. We may have to put in some long hours to get it accomplished, but I have no reason to believe it can't be accomplished.
The legislature is in its seventh week of overtime. The full House has debated just one day this month. The full Senate hasn't met since late May. Legislative leaders from both parties have been meeting privately with two members of the governor's staff to try and strike a deal on the budget and property tax reform. But there wasn't a meeting Thursday after Wednesday's blowout.
We've had a lot of these ups and downs. I think it can be worked out. Everybody needs to continue to keep their cool and work. But we need to make sure we have a sustainable budget. Not using the gimmicks of the past, but something where we honestly spend less than we take in each year and something that will be sustainable for the long term.
Senate Democrats intend to convene the 50-member Senate on Monday to pass a series of bills that outline their state spending priorities, plus a bill that would extend a tax credit for business property owners. The Democrats' property tax plan is markedly different from the one House Republicans support, which would cut commercial and industrial property tax rates by 25% over 5 years. Members of the Iowa Economic Development Board expressed concern Thursday that a budget bill approved in the Iowa House would eliminate nearly $23 million already awarded to businesses through the Iowa Values Fund. Board spokesperson Kanan Kappelman said the House proposal would also eliminate the program and move Iowa Values Fund money to the state's general fund.
We are taking a wait-and-see approach on how we are going to proceed with the upcoming year's projects, as well as any developments in conjunction with the direct financial assistance programs that our department handles and works on.
Democrats who control the Iowa Senate oppose the bill passed by the Republican-led House. Kappelman said it's business as usual at the Department of Economic Development until the state budget stalemate is resolved.
We're hoping that we definitely can use those funds for the projects that have already gotten awards from us, but we are still working with the legislature to determine exactly how much can be carried forward.
The Iowa Economic Development Board Thursday presented awards to projects in 9 cities that are expected to create up to 263 jobs. The largest direct financial assistance award of $475,000 will help HIPRA USA to build a new facility in Ames.
HIPRA is a market leader in pharmaceuticals and vaccines for the prevention of diseases in food-producing animals.
Another project is expected to create some 60 to 80 jobs. Another award of $250,000 is directed at manufacturer GMT Corporation for an expansion in Waverly.
The project is said to create 34 new jobs, 32 of which would be supported by state incentives.
Taking a look at national and world headlines, firefighters throughout the Southwest are spending another day fighting back several fires that have grown with the help of gusty winds and high temperatures. Firefighters have contained about a third of Arizona's 760-square-mile fire in the east. The winds are expected to pick up over the weekend. A wildfire along the New Mexico-Colorado border has burned nearly 26,000 acres. And authorities say one person has been taken into custody in connection with an investigation into a suspicious vehicle found near the Pentagon. U.S. Park Police say the man was in Arlington National Cemetery overnight when it was closed, triggering an investigation. Pentagon police say a car was found in the bushes near the Pentagon's north parking lot. And U.S. stocks are rising in early trading today, putting the market on track to close higher for the week after 6 weekly losses, the longest losing streak since 2002. Early gains put the Dow Industrials and Average and Standard & Poor's 500 index up slightly for the week. Stronger economic data lifted hopes that this spring's dismal numbers were caused by temporary factors, such as Japan's earthquake. Right now, the Dow is up nearly 107 points. News time is 9:13.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
And in our funeral announcements, 91-year-old Viola Clara Musich of Harlan died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Viola Musich will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 56-year-old Susan K. Gandy of Long Beach, California, died June the 9th. Graveside services for Susan Gandy will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Grimes. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by United Group Insurance. There are people you know and people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.